matters. He's there on Sunday, he knew. Short matter. Squally matter on top of the Shonara. Siyad and Shmai. Those parts of the talk today. Okay. We discussed it the end of the year yesterday. Some interesting issues. Let's turn to the Sifat of Ches. See the Mishnah Brewer, Mishnah Tachay, Mishnah Brewer is a tough test. See what it says. Sif test, let's read together. Sif test, Mishnah Tachay, Sif test. Also, the half stick with you, but it's Fila Shayad, it's Fila Shirosh. Yisik, the Baruch Al Shirosh, I'm Mrs. Tfilah. She is a Rambam, a Rashi. Rambo, he died in Ogun, the Baruch, they broke us up in Loyasik, so I'm Lazar, the Baruch Al Shirosh, Lania, the Gavamitzvah. So again, that's what we saw in the Rosh, in the Grah, the word, if you have the word Chol there, it seems to lead to this conclusion in it, almost inevitably. It's in my gut somewhere, it's, that'd be a way out. Did I record the shoot today? Did I record it? That's all? Okay, Rabosa. Did anyone find that here's just a rip that some that the Gua created that it's a kiss of rip? Look at all the kiss for Yad, all the internet, no?
Nothing to that. No. Okay. His true was a rush, but he claims.
No, I look all three of them up, doesn't say anything.
No.
Yeah, I looked that up. Okay, so it's still a mystery. Okay, whatever it may be. Fine. So now, the Mishnah Brura in Sitkat Chotez B'Dibur, after we said the end of the yesterday, I feel the lush and akkordish, okay? I feel the house of Mishnika can show a harbor shalom the Torah. I feel the way see up that. That's not found in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch left that out. The question, of course, becomes why do you leave it out? So I'm going to be in front of me the fancy Shulchan Aruch that I use today. Ozbar Shulchan Aruch, where he says something very interesting. You can look it up later if you wish. He says the quote of Balabar. So it's a more by more map. But in front of three begotten, to you yesterday at the end of the shir, this halacha that we see over here are both sides. That it's usher to show a harvey shalom tzara. He claims it's only according to the Balabar. And I quote, either Shia Bialma, Eina Havaya has to stay. But those possible were worried about Bracha, the Eina Masa to you, and Masia Tato, is Mutter. Even the Shulchanara does not hold up to Balamor. The Chathila, we should be Makmer for the Das Balamor. Right over here, the Tziyun of the Horus, Kuf Lamid Mo. That's what we ended the Shia with yesterday. Fine. And therefore, according to the Shulchan Aruch, we learn more about the Balamor, and Kalamoyed, there's no bracha, there's nothing to worry about. Kalamoyed, well, we don't, again, for those, we'll get to that later, for those of us who don't make a bracha on Kalamoyed, we'll put on tefillin without a bracha. The three sheep that's here, I say. No tefillin with a bracha, tefillin without a bracha. Mishnah Brura seems to advocate tefillin without a bracha. According to him, the Balamor is a problem. According to the Shulchan Aruch, doesn't follow the Balamor, there would in fact would be no problem. So those are the big Shulchan Aruch. Open that one too, please. Simon Chapei. Shulchan Aruch. Sifat Yud Zayin. We read Sifyun. We read Sif Test, now we read Sifyun. If you have even have a regular Mishnah Brura, we can still read the Mechaber Sifyun. If so, the Torah Tvilin, Eino Chos of the Bar. Okay, that's clear. Now, pass the soul. It's not considered a chatzi and a hefzah. If Shabbat Kaddish of Kedusha ben Tfilah the Shoyah and Tfilah Shorosh, lo yastik lamas imoyim, and the shosik the shomea and the chayim and the mashom. Not that I brought the time. Be a posak, be yoda, chos or mevorech. You see that in Rosh in a minute. We call it a mashma. Da meniach, v'chol amoyi, v'lo brocha, rashor lanas, the leki surbaz, and the mishim shagor and brocha. And there is no brocha. So the Magen Avraham is known as the Mechaber Shita. Mechaber, don't worry about the Balamor. What about the Balamor? So you can answer Eishmi Rabba, Kedusha, if you happen to hear that on Chalavoyed in the middle of putting on your tefillin. Oh, on the other hand, if you answered Kaddish, so calls him a Baruch. That's what we saw over here in the Mogan Avraham. You died. The Poshim Shad Mechaber, though, is not necessarily that way. Because in Sif Tes, also the Hafsik, in Hafsik Mavarach, an extra Baruch. Sif Yud, Sachmat Soren, ain't a Poshim Mavarach. Shon Mekadish, Lo Yavt Ziklado Simoen. You get an impression from the Mechaber, contrary to the Mogan Avraham, that maybe you would not have to make another Baruch. Otherwise, should have been in Sif Tes. Sif Tes, also at the Bedibur, even Eshmei Rabba, and if your mouth is making that, as opposed to the Zorach, why does that Eshmei Rabba, what are you doing over here? It's Sif Yud, should have been in Sif Tes. Let's take a look back and see the Rishonim, see what they say about this Eshmei Rabba story. It's important to see Rishonim, because they're the ones who teach us everything. Okay, Rabosai, we'll turn to Rishonim. So the Rosh, Rabosai, and Sif Tes law. What's going on? He passes against the Mechaber. Okay, long before. But the Tam said, you should daka answer Kaddish and Kedusha between Shalyad and Shalrosh. It's considered a Tzorach. You have no choice. Okay? So that's the Rabbeinu Tam. Nun hei, v'arosh lo pasakein. El af the Kaddish and Kedusha v'onah Tzorach v'arach shenis. So the other extreme, Rebosa, either you're required to answer, it's a Tzorah, or if it's not considered a Tzorah, it's nothing to do with the children, it's not a Tzorah of children. So then you have to make a bracha in the end. The in-between view, which maybe the Mechaber holds, we don't find the source yet. Beis Yosef posit the Yishtok B'Yachavim. Yishtok B'Yachavim, as we saw in the Shulchan Aruch, you just listen, don't say anything. Yishtok B'Yachavim, as in Siv. What kind of pshara is that? Cholamoyed the menagerish and bevarach cholamoyed tzarachin hefsek kaddish kedusha. The yesh lomer chiyagavla tzarachin and shabbat. The rabbi and tam shebekan. The rashanaz kedusha. In other words, the mavan avraham was said it's no problem because it's not a brach issue. Right? But he says even so it's a slight problem. But still, Rabbi Natas, you can always answer Kaddish and Kedusha. Think of the Svek Sveikin. Number one, if it's a Bogan Avraham, it's probably an issue of Bogan, no problem. Number two, well, maybe there's a Balamor or some other issue. Well, according to Rabbi Natas, it's considered a Tzorah. A Tzorah, you can answer it. Even the Balamor wouldn't be opposed to that, presumably, if it's considered to be Litzorah. It's interesting. The Bogan Avraham, I'm not sure If what he says, is he saying as pshat the mechaber or is argued the mechaber? Because if the mechaber puts sif yud as opposed to sif test chos in mevarech, sif yud not. So I would have read the mechaber that he says in yesh merava, you shouldn't answer. If you answered, you don't have to make a new bracha. Whereas the Bogan Abraham says explicitly differently. So the Farish Makert, that if you answered, chos in mevarech, who is he quoting? The Rosh, and simet tzvav. But the mechaber then should have put it in the sif test. Let's take a look back on the Rosh now and see the Tetzvah. Should the Mordechai first, and the Rosh to the Tetzvah. Look how he starts off in an interesting way. Tanya, Sach by Tefillah, the Tefillah, Averi, Yodah, Bechoz, Lam Yelcha, Mechom. Shal Shem Kiyu, Mitzvah, Tefillah, Shetikl, Yiskai, Vachi, Mechom, Vitorach, Zeroa, Af, Kotko. Whoa, whoa. Where does this come from? It sounds like Balabardic. No? The Russian Tana, the Russian Absuki. The Babbitt is holding. But I keep coming, they say, yeah, help the Israeli soldiers, people don't spill it. The Tarab Zarab, Totko, the whole, it's the text, I think, started with this. It's just, it started with this. So, okay, Alabai, the Israeli soldiers should be victorious in all their battles against their enemies. Home in the army. Okay, I'll go back. If you look at my daddy on the post pay, what does it mean? You sky match again. You sky match in the Chama. What does that mean? Kolomer. Komash a tiklu gavke in the Chama. He has shemis brach mosa the Chama the packet that connors Thomas in the Chobos. We didn't call Mitzvah Mitzvah. We got shot in the sky and I'm a dead tiklu dayan. Raw the Tarab Zero. What did he do? Why did he do that? He took all the steam out of our Abba Hamor. No, it's like the Rabbanon because of the Baruch issues, etc., etc. That's Tikkun. Okay. Fine. Let's take a look at the Mishnah Brura. Sifkotten Chav Ches. Let's take a look. Sifkotten Chav Ches. Mishnah Brura. Also that, I feel the B'dima Shal Mitzvah, the Hashem Shal the Rabbo, the Gar Baruch Hashem Nitzricha. And even though it's a minyak tefillin chalam oy, you believe bracha, or minatam, etc. Yeah. I feel lucky, I'm very healed, I see it ben ayam. The lachat chila, bina and she, smukhu the tchuk, the sadadek, and exib, bohoya le osla yotl, is rob and anecha, she havai achaz a shnei, I made it in the book, I made it in. Pre-begonim said, it's in the law, and the lachat passed it against the balamor. No, it made it into the Mishnah Berurah. That's how I know it from my youth, Mishnah Berurah, I don't know where I know. Havai achaz a shnei, as a source, we all know it came from the Balamor in the Sefer Rosh Hashanah, which we saw, made it into the page. This big quote of the Shavuot from the Arat Sachai. Should be coming up today, Arat Sachai, to see things which we haven't been able to see until now. Okay. That's what it says over here. Good. If you look at the Sharatzin, it's a cut, Lamed Dalet. Okay, Lamed Dalet. What's that? That's a little bit later on. It says over here. Lots of Lavore, interesting. What happened? The Ramor writes, so we, if you spoke, so Lots of Lavore al Sharosh, is it a broken problem or is it a Balamor issue? Remember Chabayah, says the Mishnah Berurah. This is the famous Balamor. Although Mechaber didn't call it the Balamor, it's only a broch issue. But no, Lamed Dalet, Bogan Avroh. But I am Baruch Zachayim, Sheherech Mechizek Shidas HaRazah. He is Mechazek the Shidas HaRazah, the Balamor. Mechazek. I mean, it's a good idea. Why, if the Mechaber disagrees with the Balamor, so why does suddenly be Mechazek the Balamor? So guess what I looked it up? Over here in Post Kuflam and Bays. Explains to you a little bit why. Again, I don't have the Arz Zachayim in front of me, but I understand it as follows. Because Arz Zachayim says, like this, many quotes. Shagam Shari showed him Moda the Balamor. Shesh Gisel the Hasid made that Tfilah Shash the Rosh. Hello! שסובר שמשם זה לא יכול זה מאורך על לוחמה, not לבארג'ס. ולכן, הוא צריכו לטעם עם אחר. In other words, they're saying, the reason about the Balmora is true, but such a rich, Havaya Hashem is a beautiful, noble, glorious, poetic idea, which should be considered a very beyond the Achtonah Bechama, that much? Nah. So that's why they gave the Indian Baruch Hashem and Shrikha, they got this nation. But they don't disagree in concept with the Balamor. So we quote over here from the Arta Sakai. That works very nicely. Could also say it's a Baruch Hashem and Shrikha. Toys Hashem. Rashi. The Rashi holds it's only a matter of missing out on the Baruch and that's what I'm there to be on. So then I'm not sure if we can give this terrace. I don't know. I don't have some time in front. Fine. I saw something interesting. Speaking about the new Svarim, we have a technical twin. This is the Oz Behadar on the Mishnah Brewer. It's also Rabbi Osai, the Pacific Gemara. Same company. Oz Behadar. Then, interesting question, which comes up in some people's minds. When they have a thing called the Yalkut B'Yurim. Also very interesting. So the Yalkut B'Yurim, here on this tab. B'Yurim. Question is, what's considered to be a hefsek and what is not considered to be a hefsek? So here in Sifkot Chavov, in this Yalkut B'Yurim, is the following question. I wonder if you have came up in your minds. What about putting a sleeve on top of the Tefillah Shuyah? We're also by a show of hands, who puts a sleeve on top of the Tefillah Shuyah? Now the next question. When do you do it?
Today I did it like
that. Oh, you ask us. Who does it before the Shul Rosh? Who does it after the Shul Rosh? Okay, good. He has over, I never could ever move this discussion. It's a discussion about what's up here like this. Look, the Fizeh is a Havshil, it's a Sharul, Be'al Tvilin Shul Yad, Kodesh and Yavshul Rosh. Have you asked the advice? Oh, so Baruch Hashem, the Talmidim in this Mismedrish, follow who said so? Of course, Abam of Mordechai, and also the Abair of Moshe, and then Adaris, and he quotes Piskei Tshuva, but then he says, in Piskei, the Adaris, only said it, Mashenog and Ahavshil, Gam HaChutza, Gam HaChalifa, has to go. Al HaHashul Graka Chutza, Mashka She'efshar. There you go. We have to. Only if you put your jacket on top, it's a whole picture. Just a shirt, just a second. That's okay. So I said 2 days apparently over here in this, among the recent Svarim. I never thought about it. I never thought about it before. The Hefsek God. I have a different vote. Sarah HaTfilin. As we shall see, L'choleos, V'lolachem Leos. Some suggest you should not cover it. That's a Sarah HaTfilin. Moreover, some people have a box. What is a box? What is a little box on your shoulder? Yeah, raise your hand. Very popular, the box. The box can fall down. So that's enough. So also a Torah Batzvila. You've got to put the sleeve on top of the box shouldn't fall off. So I can have a different distinction between the sleeve of the shirt and the jacket. Not just what takes long, what takes short. Abkhad is fascinating for them. Now, we had before the question, according to Rashi, why doesn't Rashi hold the Baruch Hashem and Tzricha? Tosfos argues so persuasively. Open to the Tosfos for us. Tosfos says, it's a Baruch Hashem and Tzricha. They bring Raias and Raias. Rosh from Moraes, from Shas, it's a Baruch Hashem and Tzricha. Okay? So the question becomes why Rashi doesn't accept this concept of Baruch Hashem Tzricha, which is found in Tosis and in the Rush. If you look in the Rush, you can probably find more than we have now. Let's turn back to the Rush. It'll be easier for us to see it. This is just hints. The Rush is Mefeirish. Let's take a look over here. See if it says what we left off. What it says over here as follows. What's the real pshat? What's the real pshat? The real pshat is as follows. The Isura Shagar the Brahma Shagatricha. Yuma that I sold that man. Oh, it's the younger Bacham of learning. You need to talk of learning with them. I say the Torah, Yahri Bos, Achta Oster, Kumashab Kudin, Korsha Bapeh. Why? Brahma Shagatricha Alma. Kohecha Shiyabo lift her answer with Brahma Achas and Garb Shatar Brahma Acheres, and give Brahma Shagatricha. That's Pasha Pshat. Why doesn't Rashi hold as a Brahma Shagatricha? Why? Why? So one shot is, he disagrees. Mutter. I found this an old snuff test. The Ramboy has the cash in Darkei Moshe. Why is Rashi worried about Brahma Shemit Sricha? The Beresheva has the cash, etc. There's a whole bunch of Maramakokas. Some say, I think it's Mishnah. Do we have a Mishnah Miss Yaakov here on this language? Don't think so. You should. That Rashi holds, there's no such issue. No issue. I didn't borrow a Yuma. Okay, there's a way out of it. That's one extreme. There's no issue. Nishmas Adam goes the other way. Two opposite directions. From one extreme to the other. The Mishnah is Yaakov. He's a contemporary of both sides. The Mishnah is Yaakov, the Chai Adam, lived around the same time. They're only part of the 19th century. They're all part of the Talmidei Agra. That whole group, which was the Talmud of Chaim Volozhiner, they're all around the same period of time. He has over here in Nishmas Adam, the Chai Adam, in Klal Hay, Bilchus Brachos of Tfilis. He said, you know, the reason why Rashi did not learn Pshat is the opposite reason. Why? I'll read it to you. Because it's an Isa Daraisa. Can you imagine? The Mishnah is Yaakov says it's Mutter. And the Nishmas Adam is an Isa Daraisa. Why did Rashi learn? Because the Gemara has a Masechta Sota Vendal. That's Averi Hibiyodah. Because Melchama Chama, they prove from here, even in Averi, the Rabbanon. Rashi learns, Brahma Shem Tudas Daraisa. So it's Brahma Shem Tzricha. So then it doesn't work out with the Sukkim Masechta Sota. So Rashi has to say, even though you didn't make a bracha, you're opening the Rabbanon and putting it on without a bracha. How do you like that? So there's two extremes. Is it mutter? Is it the rice? You gotta love it. This is all found here. I found it in Oz, in Oz stuff test. Fine. Now, you already saw the rush from the Otan. It was called Tshuva Atikta. You saw it's a Jewish like Onan that's permitted to say, Omei Dehesh Mei Rabba. Ein Choza Meocha Mechama. Ela Choza Mevarach. They say a new Mevarach for both sides. It's not considered a Tzorek, because if it were a Tzorek, you shouldn't have to make a new Brach. At the same time, it's not considered to be an Avera, you're not going back to the Mevarach Mechama. What's Pshat? What's Pshat? I thought maybe Pshat is follows. That there's no Easter of Brach, Shein and Tzricha, but it's Tzricha. It's Tzricha, you have to answer Yisrael Rabbah. At the same time, it's not the Yom of Tulin, it's considered a Hefsek, and therefore you have to make a new Brach. Wow. So the Maisa, what do? Take a look at both sides. The Bir Halacha in Sif Yud. Bir Halacha Sif Yud, see what he says. Sif Yud. Uldidan and Oagin. Okay. Let's do the next one. In Shabbat Kaddish, excuse me, on Tzip Yud. In Shabbat Kaddish and Kedusha. Mishnah Berurah says, in Mishnah Berurah, Chol HaZim Mavarach. How much? Says the Chayal. The Chayal is that, you have to make Shkai, Al Sharosh. Chab only one. Uva Arf is a Chayah, Mechriya, Mecha Achroa means a compromise. The Bezer, Afil Lididan, the Nog, and Rabbein Atam, Lo Yavarach, Ki Yavarach, Achas, Wal Mitzvahs. Why? Ayin Shem Milsa Betayimah. What's the Milsa B'Tam Rabosai? Guess what? Svek Sveika. Maybe Rashi is right. And if the Milsa B'Tam is right, maybe Heshmei Rabba, you're allowed to answer your little brochas. The Mordechai is right. In fact, that's what the Chaim said. It's a bit of a Svek Sveika. Can you imagine that? Maybe Rashi is right. If you speak only like a mitzvah tefillin, and maybe kedushas is considered a tzar, the mordechai. So that's what he said, the chiddush gadol in the hafes achai. Fine. Now on both sides, we come back to the Gemara problem. You got to open the Gemara. You got to be tzavut to the Gemara. Hano, shumediach mediach shuyad, achakach mediach shurosh. Okay, first one is shuyad, and then the shurosh. Okay, perfect sense. Shucholitz. Call it Shirosh, and God call it Shuyah. Bishlam, and Shu, Mediach, and Yashia, and Akak Shirosh, a Pasuk. The Sid, Shad, and Ozzy, and Tommy, it's about the way you don't spend it. Hell, if Shu call it, call it Shirosh, and Akak call it Shuyah, and you know, why do you know that? Oh, Marab, Rab, Muna, Asbrilli, Asbrilli, or Makro. For how you little talk of false, Benin, Coast Match, you've been in ever, you shy him. End of the Sugir of Osai. Whatever it's on your head, it has to be two. So by simple, you know, you got to put the shayad and then the shirosh, and then take off the shirosh and the shayad. You put the shayad first, you have on your head, it'll only be one. Everyone notices it, we all notice it, we all do it. No question about how to do it, halacha l'maisa. The question is, what's going on over here? On the simple level of Osai, the maskonis and gemara, they're two different. One, it is shayad and then shirosh, it's a pasuk mefurish. Shartim, and then the hoyle comes. Another din, you gotta take off the Sharosh first. That's called Mashiv and Yishna. That's Pashmash. The book of Yosef that we started seeing yesterday seems to differ. It's on page Chafei. Page Chafei. Chafei is Chesed and Beis in the old Gemara. Eima Avirim, because we went to yesterday. Well, Yodia Chavitzah Shabbali Yodah Rishona for the last mitzvah Harris. Be in Cain. In Baliyana Tzvillah Shabbos Rishona. Amalgam the roar of the meal of Shabbos Shabbos. Why? Today Shik Shiyil Ben Anecha Yushayim. That's the reason. Look what a pasuk in the Chumash. It's Rosh. Right? Avilach Kevin Shnizdam Lo Shabbos Tchili Yanichena Vachakach Yanich Shalyan. Fine. Yushayim. Skip to the bottom. We saw yesterday. Vahoyalosh Rabin. The Kevin Shekane Sarah, Shiyil Mashay Macharonin. Because Shiyil Berosha Yishtay Mitzis, who may I time a God came to Kitaron Kholzam, Shiyakos also Rishon. So the book in both places seems to be completely oblivious to a part of the Chumash. Shalat Nasnava, and then Chodos Benenach. Forget about it. I think Gemara said it. You have the impression that the Gemara said it initially. But once the Gemara came to a conclusion of Kozman Yushnaim, that supersedes the original Drasha. That's a simple way to read this. That's how I said. I don't know another way to read it. Now, this is very important. Take a look at Tosis, Ukshar. Back over here, long ago. Ukshar. Mikan Kosher the Pierce of Countries, who says in Yumba, Kirin Alamitz, right? What do you say? Shepogam, Shulam Shiyat Kila. Also, the Havel and Yech Shalrosh in the Vin Alamitzvahs. Ash the Ma'iri of Shem in Alamitzvahs. Technically, should the Kapitz Vaso to be the Yech Shayad of Kapitz Yech Shalrosh? Yeah. So, what happens? Quote from here, I'm in the Tav. Put the Tvillin back in the Tvillin bag. Don't put the Shayad first, the Shalrosh afterwards. No! The MK should ball and have tefillin the next day. But if we give a shirosh, then what do you do? What do you do? But it's sorry, la haver al mitzvahs b'shem shalyad and have tefila. But kam shirosh. Whoa, against the book of Yosef. Yosef, you get stuck. What do you put on first? The shell rosh, because they have real mitzvahs. Where the rosh? No, no. We have a priority of chumash, possible chumash. You have to do shalyad before shirosh. Are you in business? Too bad. See, not going to miss it. Can't help it. Big machlokas between toys. We pass. How do we pass? You know how to pass. How do you learn cheder? In 8th grade or 7th grade, you put on tefillin. How do you learn? So you got it first. You have to, like toys, just against the Mugayos. Right? Big machlokas over here. The fee idea is 90, Rabbi Osai. Two machlokas from the Shittosa. Because Tosa learns Kipshuto. Let's read the words again. What did Tosa say? Very important. why this is so. We have to go in that order. Shel Yad, and then Shel Rosh. Why? Why must we do it in that fashion? Because that's the mitzvah. Kach mitzvah so. Mitzvah has to be done in that fashion. There's no alternative whatsoever. No alternative. It has to be done. Kach mitzvah so. The Meniach Shel Yad, Vachakach Shel Rosh. It's right. That's the mitzvah. There's no alternative. That's the mitzvah. There's no choice. Kach mitzvah. Third line of toast. Yeshanu. They hold even the maskona. The source is of shat and the osa yod and the echo. You have no alternative. I have to be married. This is too bad. But the book of Yosef says pshat. That the entire identity of Maskon is not from here. It's only from Kol Zman Shimon Echa Yushnayim. That's not so much a din in the midst of Tefillin as such. Kach mitzvah. No. It's a nice idea. When you have a Tefillin on your head, there should be two. The Tefillin on your head should be two. Okay. Tefillin on your head, it should be two. That it's not a Hanukkah Shaloki mitzvah. No, it's the same thing that exists by Chalitza Set Tefillin. Can't be in the Shaloki Mitzvah. So therefore, you can put the Tefillin Shalosh on Kim Mitzvah, so, and maybe not a mitzvah. For the Tosi, you can't do it. Maybe not a mitzvah. There's no mitzvah. The mitzvah is Tefillin Shalosh, that's not Kim Mitzvah. So. But according to the Nibu Gods, it is Kim Mitzvah. So. It's only a small, relatively small chesaron of Lazmani Yushtai, it's not a chesaron of the mitzvah itself. V'orai, and the Seder Mitzvah. It applies to the Chalitza Set Tefillin. So I'm just repeating myself. According to the book of Yosef, it's a low-level din of Chazmashim and Akhil Yishtam. We'll see how low-level this is too. So therefore, and more important than reviewing all the mitzvahs, and it is a mitzvah! Because even though Shirosh and Shayyad, you did the mitzvah! You just did it in a way you weren't fulfilled the ideal dimension of Yishtam. According to Tosis, it's no mitzvah! Because Kach mitzvah, so Shayyad first. So then really, you skip over the Shirosh, and you get rid of Shayyad, and you weren't really so much power on mitzvahs. Shat so much that you have to be maral and mitzvahs in order to do the right order. Because it's not the right order, it's not so much of a maral and mitzvahs. That's not the mitzvah of the right order. It's not kafir mitzvahs. That's why I'm shot the two nevigyosis, two toasts, two things together. What the source is and what the din is. Okay, they're fine. Now we cover outside the second part of today's shiur. Start at the end of the Rosh Simen Tesla. Very important. End of the Rosh Simen. Last few lines. It says, "You have one without the other. Ain't market. You're all going to have zeh below zeh." Kagom. What's an example? Heva the ika shimones. Kagom. Shaholach b'derech. A holech b'derech says the Mishnah. And Yochol is akevul the Yeniach Shel Yad, Yeniach Shel Rosh, v'lo chashin lemash aru kol zman shein ben enecha yushnai. You can't put on Shel Yad? Okay. You put on the Shel Rosh, I yushnai? We're not going to worry about this kind of a case. We're not going to worry about this kind of a case. Take a look at both sides in the Madani Yontif vote. Yeniach Shel Rosh, l'ravuus enochat Shel Rosh, ke namasik, v'lo chashinam. Loshna kitzir batur, yochol laniach achas mihen. Loshna shulchan aruch, v'niach posa sheyochol. So it's a chiddush. You can even put on the sharosh, but if that's an example, you can't put on the sharosh. You have a headache or whatever it may be. So you put on the shel yad. Ein ma'ak min zezeh. The chiddush sharosh. The bein ha'nefesh yushnayim is not ma'akev either. Take a look at both sides. Mishnah in Simcha Chavov Sif Aleph. This is called Chavov Sif Aleph. If ain't all the tefillah achas, meniach osa sheyeshlo, u'mevorach aleo, shekom achas mitzvah b'pnei atzmo. Vo'adinim yeshlo teshneem, yeshlo shum ones, sheniyoko leniach el achas, meniach osa sheyoko. Right, everyone knows this. You put the one on that you can. That'll be passed in a local lemaisa. Good. Mishnah Berurah. What's an example you can't put on the other one? This is a beautiful example, which I always Rashba was the example. Mishnah Berurah said, "Got now, kigal." Sheish lo ma'ana b'rosh of Israel. Oh, the wound is bandaged up. He can't put on his head. He can't put on his head. That's how I understood it. You can't do it any other way. That's how Mishnah Berurah starts. Okay, but the Torah doesn't say that. He wants Torah blesses the Derech. He quoted his father the Rush. Correct the Magen Avraham. If you have, please open up. If you have one. Simon Chavav, Sitka and Aleph, it's not going to have wrong. It's the follow-up of Kasher. Good Kasher. Shemones, which is Tzorah, was the Derech, Ben Yochel Akav, Laniach, Shiyam, Niach, Shirosh, Levan. You know what I mean? It's Shdiyo Shnayim. Rosh. Kosher, Mino Leho. Dilma, Davka, Vaonis, Gomor, Gon Sheyesh, Lo Maka, Biyad. What about Rosh? Ab Mishim Yichur, Davko. Lo Yitiyo, Lo Levan, Lo Mitzvah, Tfilin. What's going on here? About the tefillin, because you're late for your trip. Too bad trip. Put on tefillin. Yeah, Shloma. The Nikol Kam Yanicha Machakach. Not that the battle is complete. That's the show. You're going to do it later on. So what's new? I let the Kamash Malon. Yahal Gav Yen Yochal on the Atla Shal Yad. Nikol Kam Yanicha Shirosh Levad. You put on Shal later on. That's how the moment of Ram says chat over here in this din of the Shulchan Aruch. What's the case? But apparently it's cold. So the Bushi is thrown at the bottom because it's cold. And it's cold, so different people have different sensitivities. Right? Some person I can't put on, I have to be wearing a hood. Like a ski mask. You go to the giant games, you know, these pictures got the ski masks, you know. So it's too cold, I can't put on snow. Other guys, the head, they're brave, you know. But the arm, they're freezing, so it's too cold on the arm. So I guess everyone has their own, you know, metabolism, whatever it may be. But that's what the Moshe Yitzhak is trying to be. What is the onus to going on the way? He writes as follows. Yosef there, Yitztar, Vanach, Shoyad, Tov, Bnei, Akor, Vechadom. It's going to be cold on your arm. The head, you know, the head's always exposed. And if I can see if I care too, the ski mask cover. Whatever it may be, this is what the Moshe Yitzhak explains. Oh. Fine. It's interesting. What happens if you have a choice? You're out the door, and they're not waiting for you, and they'll put it on later. But right now, for the next hour, I'm going to be on the road, I'm going to only be able to wear one of the tefillin. Shel Yad or Shel Rosh. It's like a vote, Rabbi Osai. You believe in democracies. Right? You're going to put on both at the end of the day. But right now, for the next hour, you're going to be in the way, and you only have time for 2 seconds for one of them up. Who votes for the Shalyat? Who votes off the Shalyat Rosh? Oh, wow. No contest. Let's take a look at Mishnah Berurah. Let's take a look at Mishnah Berurah. See, so? Oh. What does the Mishnah Berurah say about this very serious question? I hope it never happens to us. But what would you say if it really happened? Take a look. Here. What happens? What do you do? What happens in the following case? Hey, me, I have a default in Yahadapa. Yes, I'm the Otoshi Diyak Sharosh, the man! So that's what the most people said in this room. Why? The Tushasel Chamura. You're Muhammad and Yeshua Siakam. Don't let them know. For those who disagree, don't worry. Yes, I'm the Shaniyak Leis Ada Shalyan. Kadesh Leishana Seder Shabbatorah. That's you, man, right? Okay, so the Eilu Eilu Diyak Kim Chayu. But we are interesting. It never happened to us. That's quite interesting. Oh. Now, the Matzah Shekel here on this moment I wrote is discussing this idea of putting on one as opposed to none at that particular time. Just wait till you put on both. Like you put on the Sharosh. What right do you have to put on the Sharosh? Just wait till later on. Okay? As he says, you can put on the Sharosh now. Below Chayshin LeMashar Mekol Zman. Why? 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 It's as follows. Hey, Easter Zeh Chomer Kol Kach. I call it Easter Kach. Well, that's about the Shalosh. It's not so serious, it's Kol Zman. So therefore, You're forbidden to put in the Sharosh right now, but for now we'll hold the Sharosh. You put in the Shayyad when you land and you, when the wagon gets to a warm place or whatever it may be. So writes the Matashek. What's his raya? But the Nebuchadnezzar say, Yotam went as far as to say that you actually are all the mitzvahs to put on the Sharosh. Even though we don't pass in that way, we still see it's an Isur Kal. That's how we do this Lashon over here. Those of you who look along with me, please together. Isur Ena Kal Kal. With that, the Nebuchadnezzar is to come to Sharosh Pila. When they have Sharosh Pila, not all the mitzvahs, after Yavar Haidu Kol Tmash Ben Enech Yushnayim, Al Kochum Tzorok Lomar, the Isur Kalu. V'nei lo kaim l'nochi, kidu l'yel simu chafei sevot, v'kol v'kol muchach d'yisur kalu. It's a little bit funny, what do you mean? Fakert, we don't pass him. We don't pass him like the Nebuchadnezzar. Here's my bar, but my bar is beautiful. I'm in Chaymer. The reason we don't pass him, the Yosef, is not that we have an exaggerated understanding of Kol Zman Yushtayim is Bochum. No! Kol Zman Yisur Kalu. We believe that the reason you got to put on the Shayyad first is Kach Mitzvaso. Pasim Mitzvamish. Ukshad and Vayyot and Echo. That's what we disagree with the Nebuchadnezzar. But in terms of his understanding that the Kozman is Yisra Kal, that we accept even Halacha Lamaisa. Kay Nirali. Fine. On both sides, we now have to go to the later part of today's Shir, which starts with a Taz. I did not put on the Barakovas. I didn't want you to have to go take hold of the state. We can look it up later on. Tuf Reish Pei Dalid Sivkot Dalid. What? Who knows what Tuf Reish Pei Dalid it is? Tuf Reish Pei Dalid. What's this? What? Tuf Reish. Scratch your heads. Tuf Reish Pei Dalid. What's there? Kriya Sator Fachanik. It's very relevant. Why is it relevant? Who knows why it's relevant today? Rosh Chodesh. It ever happened, you ever been shul, where Rosh Chodesh had to take the wrong one out first? You ever see? We're supposed to have three from Rosh Chodesh, one from Chanukah. And they take out the Chanukah first. Says the Taz as follows. The Mechaber says, the Ramor, Likos B'shor Rosh Chodesh. Stop! Says the Taz, Abedrov said so. Abedrov, Bidikotoni ma'akvus mashma sheminicho kein lo yotzo. Fitzorich la'aniach kesele mitzvoso. What? What's going on over here? He's comparing this din to tefillin. Mashma dato. Because the Chanuk of Rosh Chodesh came in Hikdin the Chanukah for blas with the sailor Shavu Chazal, who tabu a half-lim of fella, Chod, the high Gemara, who made it in Tfilin, less than a Shadduch to the Talmud. The Su'adgar of the Bubba Simcha of Ches Beis Yosef, who if he said, Ira Shepoga B'Sharosh Pila, Tzor of the Havra Olsen Mitzvah, V'yadiyach Shuyad Pila, the Rosh, the Rambam, the Rosh, the Rambam, the Rosh, the Chosa, Shiniyach Shurosh Pila, fine, whatever it's, I tell the Shabbat. Mashma, to the Chulei Alma, Im einiach sharosh tchila, you already put on the sharosh. You weren't supposed to, but you did it anyway. Machakach shal yad, the vada ein tzorach lahosir osu v'lahz l'anichet b'sidron, v'ein v'zeh shum deo svar olasas kei. And the Shulchan Aruch says, Sim l'chapei, Pag l'sharosh tchila, tzor lahar olosiz mitzvah yaniach shal yad tchila. L'omar avus v'gadola, ta'afilu k'fori niach sharosh tchila, Vachachach sheyad tzorach lahosir. Ela pshita shezeino. Ela keva shekvo hema rosho v'yodo v'diyevet kiyem akoponet v'sus tfilin. Do atam v'divar shanto sivayot v'sus v'yodo v'nevo. You shnayim? He has 200 days yotzi already. So therefore, he had to be kriyas hachanika. Before a shodesh v'diyevet is yotza. Even though it's all v'tadu v'shena tadir. Wow. You believe this? A whole arena of the batfilin got stuck in from all on the Avedrom, who tried to prove a point that was Chanukah and Shkodesh from Tfilin. He says, you're wrong twice. You're wrong in Chanukah and you're wrong in Tfilin. Wow. So I didn't want to put it in the Makoros, but it's worth seeing. Tuf Reish Pei Dalet, Zivkotten Aleph in the Taz. Anybody disagree? Sure. The Avedrom seems to disagree. The Avedrom seems to say, he wasn't to nobody. Avedrom. he seems to disagree with the Taz says. Well, let's go further than that. Tav Resh Pei Dalet Sifkat and Aleph. The same in the back called the Mishpat Sozov. The same or Prima God. The same as we have over here. Tav Resh Pei Dalet Sifkat and Aleph. Ayin Taz. To be saying that he may, I'm trying to see over here, but he may disagree with that over here. Maybe it's the Mishpat Sozov here in our Suda. We'll look it up. It's not everyone agrees to what it means we saw here. Let's take a look and see what the post can say here. I have to go on. I made a certain goal for myself, and I'm gonna, I only have 15 minutes. Let me just go straight. What about somebody who has no hand, Rahman al Islam? Put him in Shulam Shayat. Did he put on Shalosh? Yes or no? Barda. Svasemis and Awadah suggest, Lam Zayin. Maybe not. Why? Because, Kol's Man Shubin Echad Yushnaim with Adin Lachatchila. Okay. There's a famous rule. What's the famous rule about Lachatchilas? Kol Shein Erol Levila Bila Man Gerespo. Here we have no ability to have eight shnayim because you don't have a hand. So maybe it's marking. Suggest the svasemis and the lamazayin. Most of Shagazari disagrees. Shagazari originally suggested that and lamazayin. At the end, he says it's not true. Why? Because it's not the pshat that tefillin shalrosh is tolui and tefillin shalyad lechatfila. It's a different part. You got to take it off first. He suggested and ultimately rejected. Should be passed on halacha lemaisa. Please turn to Simcha Ches Siv Beis. We gotta move. Simcha Ches Siv Beis. Now the Mechaber. Tefillin Shalosh Kol Tchila. The Siv, when it comes to Ben Yenecha, when it comes to Ben Yenecha, use Shtayim. But then the first Shulchan Aruch. Mishnah Brura Rabosai. Siv Katon Hey. Acha Shemesir Shalosh Krichos Me'atzva. Everybody do it that way? How do you do? It's like when you taught as I was by mitzvah, it's first take off the fingers, then the shirosh, and the shayah. That's how you do it? So it said, why? You don't know why. It's just the Mishnah Brura. Why? Why? What's the source for this? Who says that? Does have a source? What's the source? What's the source? So it's to be here, Mogan Avraham. Okay, let's take a look at Mogan Avraham. And he has a source. Mogan Avraham has to quote him somewhere. Didn't make it up himself. Where did he get it from? Where did he get it from, Rabosai? Gali Razio. Whoa. Gali Razio, you know what that is? That's some kind of Kabbalistic. Gali Razio. Okay. It's okay. We already saw that when the Kabbalah is not arguing with the Gemara, we probably have Kabbalah. It's not against any Gemaras over here. But you know where it's coming from. Where's it coming from? This is over here on both sides. Something interesting. Something really fascinating. Oh. For the very same reason, we put the fingers on after the Shorosh, right? That's how many. They put on. Rosh. The fingers we don't do until afterwards. It's all the same Kabbalah. We don't understand this, we don't understand that. The same thing we don't understand. Two places. It's together the same thing. If you want to look it up there, you'll see it. The Machs Hashekel, Simchal Zayin, Simchal Yavet. It's fine. The Shabru above, an interesting thing which I think we try to keep. As follows. Yesh me'achachom mishir no'agin lachos ha'tfilin shirosh b'yad smol shir b'yad keda gilahara shekosh shalom kalitzason. Who does that way? Who's the lefty in this room? Raise your hand. What hand do you use to take off your tefillin? When you take a tefillin on your head, what? Just visualize for a second. Just close your eyes. What do you do? You're lefty? You go up your left hand anyway? Yeah, what do you do? Right. Oh. The Mishnah Brura, Vitu Yad, Kumalach, Shakol Malach, the Smolo, Holds on the Amino, it's right. Nishla Lassus, Achalitza, the Mehirus. It's correct. The Mogan Avraham, interestingly, the Mogan Avraham on this also comes over here in Fatima Shalom. If I want to sit God Gimel, gives a reason. Okay? And then, Ayat Kasmash Kasati, Sibit Kufchav Gimel, Sib Gimel. Who knows what's in a kuf kaf gimel sif gimel? Sif gotten you. You have that thing whatever you have on your desk. He's talking about taking 3 steps back by Shmon Esrei. What foot should you pull back first? Left foot first. Same reason. You look it up. You have the same value. I don't have it. But you have a Shmon up there? Mine stops. It's before that.
Full period,
full. Small tchila. Prepare to do the Shulchan Aruch, right? Bogan Avraham. So, God, you don't want to say that. Bogan Avraham. Don't have it. We all have the Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Berurah, but the. But the. Bogan Avraham, so God, you know what he says? Huh? If you're left, he doesn't say that. What does it say there?
Itiregel okir smolot shviyamin de'am
atchil. That's right. He should put his right foot first. Same reason. So by the same reason over there, over here. So left you should do right first. Use the right and take it off. Take the right foot back first. And righties, the left. Do the weaker one. We're not in a rush to take our tefillin off. Not in a rush to get away from the Kodesh Baruch Hu when we finish the Shmoneh Esrei. Fine. We saw the idea of how you place your tefillin in the tefillin bit. It's interesting that the Torah said you shouldn't put the shoyad on top, the shorosh on top, because it's going to end up in a big problem when you want to put on the next side. The Shulchan Aruch is here in Siv Beis, Chavkes Siv Beis. Yaniach betik shorosh v'olam shoyad, v'sheyovo la'anichlam yivka v'sheyad chila. I saw one person at the back, such a, looked like a tube. Who's that? Who is that? No one in this room? Who are the cubbies? High school boy. You love high school boys too. Oh yeah, let me see it. Get it?
Oh,
yeah. There it is. That's not to me. It looks like a thermos. That's what it looks like to me. A thermos. That's what it looks like. They put the tefillin shayar rosh on it. We don't do that at all. I never saw them do that. I put it to the first of the chavir in the lid. Mechaber! Tosis beforeish! What's going on over here? Yes, look at Bogan Avraham. Look at Bogan Avraham, you'll see what's going on over here. Just briefly. It's not going to be the whole thing, for lack of time. You look at Mishnah Berurah too? He gives it the kids and immigrants. Those are Mishnah Berurahs over here. It says over here, Olam Shliyad. It's in Cotton Zion. Okay? Back in the Taz say, you do will be back in the like Korach Pitzara. Bogan Avraham says, Zion, the Yosef Tov, the Internet Film, Zevit Sadze, Vichay Noagin. Why? Aisha says, Olam Shayad? No, Ksas and Tzad Malo, with Gobem Tchila. I don't know. It seems to me we put it exactly the same level. I don't think my Shayad is any higher than my Shayad Rosh. I don't think so. What's bothering Bogan Avraham? What's bothering him? Exactly. Dushas Shorosh is Chamor. How can you put a Shoyad, which is Kal, on top of a Rosh, which is Chamor? That's bothering the Bogan Avraham terribly. Terribly. He has a whole discussion over here, Nevi'im and Ksuvim and Torah, boom, 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 boom. That's just bothering. Says the Mishnah Berurah further, Shulchan Shlomo. Shetov, Sheyiyu, Atfilin, Shoyad, Atzad Yumin, Shalatik, Gam came beside them. Now close your eyes, Rabosai. Close your eyes. Really, I can do it. Where is the tefillin shiyad? Who has it on the right? Who has it on the left? What's going on? We're going against the Shulchan Shlomo. Here's the answer. We have zippers. If your zipper opens this way, you're by the shiyad. That's what I think the pshat is. Although I'm not even sure if that's really the pshat. For some reason, it's nothing to do with it. I don't know. That's what it's all about, Rabbi Osai. This is very relevant to the final discussion for today. How exactly we define these things of Eimavir and Alamitus. How do we define them? Speaking of this, Rabbi Osai, before we get to that, interestingly, Rabbi Osai, the Mogad Avraham talks about the following issue. It's a very serious issue. We'll see in a minute. Kol Shkeni says, the also liquor charitzuos ala tefillin. What's going on? Close your eyes and wrap in your head. You put your charitzuos on the tefillin?
Okay.
to be done. So you can't do it. Her shalom adem ha'anocha kevin shlonasa shomer osu l'aniach kakal ha'chaveyo al'heich ad'lo'evsha. I'm a bekriach on the nasa shomer, the rituals are protected for the bias itself. Heich ha'shem du'shet shomers, put the shit, du'shet shomers, put the shi'as shomer l'chaveyo. Yosef din ha'shomer, ma'shimun ha'ptach ha'chaveyo. Come from the relief. The Ritzuas came with the Ashla Nicham Alat Stodin, Osula Nicham Lamal. So he says, and you'll see it over here in the Mishnah Brewer as well. He quotes parts of this Vamad Avra. Oh. Take a look over here. Somewhere's in here. We do it that way. What do you mean, Alat? Put on the titura, not on the bias, on the platform, not on the actual box, which has its parshas in it. And both of us do it, what we call the shekel, and the cardboard, whatever that the box, or plastic box. That's even further removed from being on it. So that's how we do it. I assume everybody does it that way. Is anybody who wraps a big word, who wraps the ritzua separately, nothing to do with the bias? You've seen it? I've seen it too. Say very sheepish people. They wrap separately. They don't put it not even on top of the titura, not even on top of that box. Nothing.
Was that a small thing? They need to put a sauce on the
different stuff. Different stuff. Okay. Rabosa, take a look, if you will, in the Mishnah Berurah over here. We should really see what the Mishnah Berurah is about all these things. Let's get to that's up. We can open to the. Let's see how we have this. 3 minutes. Unless we have 3 minutes, we're trying to do a 3 minute drill. Okay, 3 minute drill. Take a look at this. We'll talk to Mr. Bruce of Kurt and Zion. Let's start with that. Okay? It's like this. Das and Taz. Yeah. Yes, no stim schnazzle, schnee kissen. A separate kiss? Is our box called the kiss? Or the pocket? I wonder what he means. I'm not sure what he means by that. Maybe it's considered. Actually, you can see the letter, right? You can see the letter out of our cardboard or plastic box. Right, it's a pocket. Right? Even if it's schnee kissen, it's still better to hit the shayad one first. That's the task. Simcha face. The gaval yedei kiss. Sheikh Mamal Mitzvah. And then Mogan Abram, look at Mogan Abram, Simcha Pei, Sitkot and Aleph. Now we have 2 minutes to go, let's try to wrap up this Indian slow. Okay? Take a look if you have a Bikshu Hanar with Simcha Pei, the Taz Sitkot and Yud. Just take us 2 minutes. Yes. It says in the Shulchan Aruch, Rabosai, Simen Chafei, Sifin Aleph. Does it say there? Also, the Hotzi Tfilah Shul Rosh Me'atik, Hashtei Tfilah Shul Yad Munahas. First, I hear that they get out. Why? Yesh Dog, it is with 2 kiss. Why? V'lo Nochonu. To be called, Shiyabo Akis Shabo Tfilah Shul Rosh Bezum on the front of Tfilah, Neged Yemino, Sarab Shiyabo Chakisim, The fact that it's in the kiss is ineffectual. Still a problem. Says the Levush Yisroel. On this task, it's got Yud on the bottom. What does he say? The Mashkas of Bogan Abram has got Nal of Shaper Dami. What does Bogan Abram say in Simon Chophei? See, it's got on Aleph. Take a quick look. What does he say there? It says as follows. Tzrichu lizor shmeyalichu kiss tefillin l'mala from the tzitzis, the talus. Rabbos, who has a talus here? Who was careful to put the talus on top of the tefillin in further in? We all do that, right? That's quoted over here. Why? Should run into a problem. Sarach liyir, says the Bogan Avraham. The Nirali, the Ink, Peter, was that kevash at tefillin adayim betoch kisa. So the Bogan Avraham thinks it's not a problem. If the tefillin is in a bag, even if you see the tefillin first, it's of no consequence. So as the Baal Avram, which seems to be against the Taz. Oh, take a look at the Biala over here. Chopei. We have to end with this. Biala Farabosai, Chopei. What does it say? Very beginning. The famous story, what comes first? Chopei out. Shaloy Anichu. I am not going to rob Nirali. Ain't paid as that. Kevin is filling a diamond up on the top Kisa. Umayala Bush, Vabach, Vataz, Mashmeh, and the Chalik was there. This was Adam. After I also that I'm not going to rob Mitosis is Shver. He brings the right, he quotes it from the Tosis of Masechta Yuma. But I don't think you have to go to Yuma. Take a look, we'll end now. Tosis Ramosai, Ukshar. Just open one more time to the Tosis, and we'll end with this. Take a look, you bring this to the Chalik, this is the Shmuel's right. I have it in front of me, I don't have time to open it. Take a look at the Tosis. Ukshartha. Rabbein Eliyahu Beforish. Lin Mishmush Ayri. The Avrina the Kamon, Shodom Chayav Lamashmish, Bitfilin Bechol Shoah Mishoah, Kavahomer Mitzitz. Not putting one on before the other. You have a mashmash, your hands over here. So you take your right hand, you go up. Whoop. What do you have to the head? You back into the arm. That's the pshat over here. That's the pshat. That's his raya on both sides. And even though it's covered, it's still considered a problem of ein mavir ala mitzvus. That's a shvach raya. Look at Zohar below. Hello, Shayara, Piro, Bukhusa, Aho, Piken, Shaf, Lehem, Amirin. Raya Chalusha Ma'od. Why? The time of an Avram, who came and shat filling a dime, who doch, and talk, kisam, ain't a mitzvah shalak shira, but zu menes lefono. That it's sarach, lezem, it's chila, lishlitlam, and a kiss. Mash, hey, gain, also, the minyan mishmush, ta mishmush, hua mitzvah, ma filo, ma beis, yad, shalak, son, as a sleeve. Mechases hat filling, Shaykh Gam came into zoo. Al Kim Shaykh was in my viridik. He's saying, covered is at the critical point, available is the critical point. Covered or not covered is an irrelevancy. And when you're going up this way, you know it's covered, it's still available to you. So we then are on Sunday, didn't quite finish. We'll start talking about that Nakuda with covered versus available. And after a short time, we'll start the next sugya of Lyle and Shabbos Matzah.
Yeah. I'm not Nearly enough. so for sure don't do anything that will no, we're the kids. Who cares? Like, we're not even going to...
Thank you.